Thank you. As only you can, just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Many times we take you for granted and we forget who you are. We thank you, Jesus. You've given us words and songs, and these songs, they shape us, they adjust us, they open our minds to the fact that your divine nature needs to flow through us. How can we resist such a great offer? And we forget, and we become familiar with you, and we think we know it all. And tonight, we just come down from our high horses so that we can let you ride. We say to you, ride in majesty. Do fierce and terrible things by your hand. Hallelujah. Just thank him. Bless him. We forget. But you've given us words and songs. And these songs, they open up for us heaven. They pipe heaven down to earth. And we bless you. And we thank you. That's why we're here in the UK tonight. It's not so we can make a name. But we've been following an order of scripture. That the Lord will do nothing except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. He doesn't reveal it to someone who used to be a prophet. He reveals it to his servants, the prophets. The word servant there is a present continuous. If you are in active service, God's going to reveal his heart to you. It's not because you were a prophet 10 years ago that he would tell you what he's doing today. If you are currently not adjusted and fixed in a fixed place where he can reach you, you have no access to his secrets. Because the secrets of the Lord, they belong to them that fear him. And two cannot walk together except they first be agreed. So you must first come down your horse and agree with him. He was speaking to you and me when he said, every mountain will be brought down and every valley will be filled. He was talking of a season when he will level the playing field. It is not so you will come, it's so he will come. Because the kingdom is the Lord's, and the government is upon his shoulder. And it is he that shall be called wonderful, not you. You've been struggling with being wonderful. It doesn't belong to you. It's he that will be called counselor, not you. You've been struggling to be sin. 99.9% of your sorrow comes from your efforts to be sin. Are you following me? That's why you have peace intermittently. Because the 0.1% of the times you allow him to have his way is when peace comes to you and joy comes to you. Who will today take off that garment of heaviness and say to himself, I've been struggling to be sin, but it's not about me, it's about you. That's the garment of praise. Step aside. The real king is in the house. Every pretender and every charlatan will be brought down. Every hypocrite will be uprooted. The Lord alone will be exalted. Are you following me now? It's not about you. It's about Jesus. Why do I have to keep my marriage? My marriage is not pleasant. It's depressing. The reason why I'm keeping it is not easy, is because it's not about me. It's about him. I'm bringing glory to his name. There are times when I pass through. The children of Israel passed through. In the Red Sea, the sea parted. On either side, it was a wall of ice. And they looked to it and saw the things that were there, frozen in motion. And they passed through in the belly of the sea, as through black night. There's nobody that does not pass through. And passing through is the stepping stone to your promotion. Because they came to the other side. And Pharaoh was vanquished. And the enemy they saw the night before, they saw no more. Are you following me? Jesus himself passed through. He hung between two thieves on his way to fulfilling the heart of the Father. You are passing through, my friend. It's not a crime. It's not because you are evil. It's not even racially motivated. It's not even motivated because of your gender. It is just your journey to glory. It's a fact. It's a reality. It's the truth. You cannot qualify till you go to school. And there is nobody that enjoys going to school. School is passing through. And yet when you finish and you get your certificate, nobody earns your money. You earn it. And nobody spends it with you. You spend it. Some of your teachers have not seen you for 25 years since the last time you were in school. You've not gone back to say thank you. I wish somebody will remember tonight. I once was a teacher. I was a teacher, my friends. And I wish some of my students will come back and say thank you. Because we laid the foundation. We labored when it was still night. And we were seeing as it were a day, but in a far distant and distance. And yet we believed it. And we believed in our children. My friends, take off that garment of heaviness. Pass through gallantly. You are a gallant. You hear me? I said you are a gallant. You hear me? I said you are a gallant. You hear me? You are not going to quit. It's not yet time. The race hasn't even begun. Hallelujah. Brace up because of the real showdown. Are you following me? You know, you answer madness with stupendous, unqualifiable, indescribable, sporadic manifestations of psychosis to the 10th degree. You answer madness with concentrated sulfuric madness. So if the devil has determined that he will bring you down, you need to determine 10,000 times, 10 times, 10,000 times, raised to the power 10, to deal with him. When he sees madness, he himself backs off. Are you following me? He does not understand. You can't cast out the devil by saying, Satan, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Oh, sorry, I didn't say it well. I mean, come out now. The man will pour himself a cup of coffee and light a cigarette and ask for a bed. You tell him in the name of Jesus, clear off. You don't even say come out, you say clear off. He's a motor parked out in my country. You go to the bus stop, it's not a good place because you see ruffians there. The devil is one of those ruffians. You deal with him with a rough hand. Hey! Your love has set me free. Now I can worship at your feet. I will forever sing your praise. Your word has set me free. Now I can worship at your feet. I will forever sing your praise. And I will sing of the wonders of your love. I will sing out for joy. And I will sing of the wonders of your love, and I will forever sing your praise. And I will forever sing your praise. Your word as a lamp to my feet has brought me to new life. That's why, oh Lord, I will forever sing your praise. Your word as a lamp to my feet has brought me to new life. I will forever sing your praise. And I will sing of the wonders of your love. And I will sing out for joy. I will sing of the wonders of your love, and I will forever sing your praise. Your spirit opened to me the treasures of your word, so I will forever sing.